Hey everyone. Welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks for long-term investors. Today we're diving deep into Truist Financial, ticker TFC, a major regional bank that's been showing some interesting momentum lately. Truist has been making waves with its latest quarterly results, posting solid earnings growth while navigating a tricky interest rate environment. The stock trades around $50 right now, and investors are watching closely to see if this is the start of a sustained recovery. Truist Financial Corporation operates as a diversified financial holding company offering banking, trust, and wealth management services across the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions. Formed through the merger of BB&T and SunTrust, the company serves millions of clients with a focus on commercial lending, consumer banking, and fee-based income streams. Under CEO William Henry Rogers Jr., Truist has been emphasizing efficiency and client growth following the integration of its predecessor banks. On the revenue side, Truist generates income primarily through net interest income from loans and deposits, alongside growing contributions from non-interest sources like wealth management, insurance, and investment banking fees. Recent quarters have shown double-digit growth in fee income, which is helping offset some pressure from fluctuating interest rates. The bank has also benefited from steady commercial loan expansion, though residential mortgage banking remains a smaller piece of the pie. Looking at the earnings picture, Truist reported strong second quarter 2026 results, with EPS coming in at $1.23, beating estimates by a healthy margin. Net income rose year over year, driven by higher net interest income and robust fee growth. Management lowered full-year revenue guidance slightly due to margin compression, but the focus remains on improving profitability and capital efficiency. Non-performing assets ticked up modestly, yet overall credit quality stays manageable. In the earnings call, leadership highlighted the momentum in fee-based businesses and disciplined expense management. They noted that commercial loan pipelines remain solid and that rate cuts delayed into 2027 could actually support net interest margins longer than expected. The incoming CEO transition to Michael Lyons was framed as an opportunity to accelerate client-centric strategies while maintaining conservative underwriting standards. From the balance sheet perspective, Truist holds total assets around $547 billion, with a loan book supported by a stable deposit base. Return on equity sits near 9%, and the price-to-book ratio hovers below 1, which stands out compared to industry peers. Dividend yield comes in around 4%, providing a decent income cushion, while debt levels remain in line with regulatory expectations after the latest CCAR results. For valuation, we used a price-to-book approach, which fits banks far better than traditional discounted cash flow models, since banks don't generate free cash flow the same way industrial companies do. The model puts fair value somewhere around $60 versus the current price near $50. Key drivers include an assumed price-to-book multiple of 1.1, normalized historical earnings power, and modest recovery in return metrics. Changing those assumptions around growth or required returns can shift the number quite a bit, so you can run your own scenarios on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. Strengths include a diversified Southeast footprint and rising fee income that provides some insulation from rate volatility. Weaknesses center on integration costs still lingering from the merger and relatively thin margins compared with larger national banks. Opportunities lie in wealth management expansion and potential re-rating if loan growth and fee momentum continue. Threats involve higher-for-longer rates pressuring borrowers, regulatory capital requirements, and regional economic slowdowns in key markets. Over the past year, the stock has delivered about 14% gains, outpacing some regional bank peers, though the five-year picture shows a slight decline as the post-merger digestion weighed on performance. Short-term momentum looks constructive, with the stock holding above recent lows, but volatility remains elevated around earnings and rate announcements. When we layer in the full valuation setup, the price-to-book engine carries the highest confidence for this financial sector name, with forward PE serving as a supporting check. The assumptions around a normalized multiple near 1.1 and modest earnings growth produce a ballpark fair value in the high 50s. That leaves the stock trading below our rough fair value zone, suggesting maybe 20 or 30% upside if the bank executes on fee growth and capital returns. Remember, small tweaks to the multiple or growth inputs can move that estimate meaningfully. My take is that Truist offers a compelling deep value setup for patient investors comfortable with regional banking risks. The combination of an attractive dividend, improving fee income, and a depressed valuation multiple makes it worth watching, especially if the new leadership can drive operating leverage. I'd size a position modestly given the cyclical nature of the sector, but the risk-reward skews favorably from here. Thanks for watching this comprehensive breakdown of Truist Financial. If you found the analysis helpful, drop a like, subscribe for more stock deep dives, and let me know in the comments what name you'd like us to cover next. See you in the next one.